attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, is there any continuity on the Robert Scott Bell Show? I mean, like, do we, like, have, like, holdovers and sequels and, you know, from one day to the next? And, in fact, yes, if I ask that question, I'm scratching my head and go, yeah, in fact, there is, because yesterday I teased the story that I'm only getting to today.
Well,
my friend. Yeah, well, Super Don.
You procrastinator, you, I tell
you. No, we just had so much to do and so little time to do it. Just, that's what we do. We got to fit it in. So if I can't fit it in one show, we'll get it to the next. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live on naturalnewsradio.com and gcnlive.com. How cool is that? All over planet Earth right now. Not just Sundays, but Mondays through Fridays as well. And the number to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you ever thought about calling in and speaking to me live on the air, this is the day to try it. And Liam Sheff's going to join me a little later. We're going to talk energy, okay? Get ready for that. But what is this continuity I was wanting to get to? The HPV and the vaccine for it, whether it be Gardasil or Cervix. You know that HPV, in fact, causes mental retardation in 9 out of 10 doctors and government officials that hear about it. There you go. My first bit of political incorrectness right there from
nice.
The get-go. And, of course, that comes from a beautiful little poster that Liam Sheff had drawn about the HPV, because we had lectured on the fact that this vaccine, not only is it unnecessary, but it is incredibly dangerous. And there's more studies, more science, peer-reviewed literature coming out to show moms and dads, do not let these doctors get anywhere near your little girls and boys with these shots for the human papillomavirus. It's a disaster. Now, I'm going to ask you, it's in the show notes, you can check it out, robertscottbell.com. Can you think of an effective method to reduce the world's population? Right? Now, I'm not asking everybody to be Dr. Evil, but then again, get into Dr. Evil's mojo right now and think about it. Because if you were diabolical, you might come up with a vaccine for a stealth sexually transmitted disease that in many people cannot even be detected, comes with no symptoms. Some there are symptoms, but a lot there are not. And you don't want to tell anybody that whatever this STD is, it will likely clear of its own accord if you have a relatively intact immune system. So you not only would need to come up with a vaccine for it, but you would need to market it. It wouldn't be enough just to have it. You got to market it. Now you got to convince parents that their children are helpless, I say, to defend themselves against this sexually transmitted disease. That you'd need to do that. Not only that probably wouldn't be enough, but you'd also have to convince parents that if they don't get the shot, they're going to get cancer later in life. I'm not kidding. This is what you'd have to do. But when you're there, now you're talking. Now you got it going on. Now you got the fear going on. You got the fear mojo happening. Dr. Evil is working overtime. You've got a diabolical plot. I will get you. I will get you, little kids. But I got to get you through your parents. So I need to convince mom and dad that you are helpless to defend yourself against a sexually transmitted disease, and that STD will give you cancer later in your life if you don't get the shot. But unbeknownst to trusting parents, right, parents that still trust doctors, still trust licensed physicians of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, what did it turn out to be the case? And this is the big part of the diabolical plot here. The vaccine for this scarily marketed virus would have to then damage the reproductive system of the girls, particularly, who received it. Right? The diabolical plot is, how do we reduce world population? I'm being diabolical now. But it turns out that you've just heard what is actually happening. Now, whether there is a Dr. Evil on some level at Merck or GSK, or whether this happens by accident, it almost doesn't matter. The fact is, it's happening with what? HPV vaccines. Gardasil? Cervarix. In fact, there's a new study that was just released, recently released, in the American Journal of Reproductive Immunology. And guess what it documented? This is stunning. You get the HPV shot, little girls, guess what? No children for you. Yeah, that's right. Three cases they've docked, three more, cases of primary ovarian failure.
Wow.
Primary ovarian, have you ever heard of this, Superdon?
I have heard of it, and you know, I guess if you can't have kids and you don't have to worry about your kids getting cancer, so I mean, I guess maybe that solves the cancer problem for kids, but yeah, it's kind of a radical way to go about doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, but the other aspect to that is that the HPV doesn't cause cancer. They neglect to tell you that.
You know, Robert, you know what they're calling the HPV shot now?
No, what are they calling it?
Doctors, they're calling it the anti-cancer vaccine.
You see? This is the diabolical plot. They have to convince you that this is now the prevention for cancer. Don't worry about the HPV STD. This is all about preventing cancer with a vaccine. Nonsense. BS. I'd say menarche, but that's when you start. I believe that's when you start the period, the first period. But we're talking now about primary ovarian failure. In other words, you're taking these kids who haven't even had a menstrual cycle, or maybe they are just new to the menstrual cycle, these girls, and you're moving them right past their childbearing years instantaneously by injection into menopause. You want to stop your period. I know it's what my wife's going to go. I want that shot. She's done with these things. She's like, I'm done. Don't come near me. I don't want more kids. We're done. But no, you're not going to get the shot. I'm not going to risk your life just to stop menstrual cycles. Now, what we have here, of course, by parents that blindly accept the proclamations of doctors or Democrats as well out there in California and in New York State and other places. Rick Perry, remember him? He's all, we've got to get this vaccine out there. I mean, these people, right, in my mind, are absolute negligent criminals for the medical police state trying to mandate, whether they're participating in the Dr. Evil's diabolical plot or not, they are inadvertently creating a whole generation of children, little girls particularly, that are sterile, that can no longer have children. And again, we hear a lot of these eugenicists, they're looking to reduce global population, whether it be through Fukushima or vaccination. Maybe it doesn't matter to them, although maybe if they recognize that Fukushima and nuclear radiation could undo them too. Whereas the shot, at least you still have the option to say no to it. Not a lot we can do about the radiation at this moment.
Yep.
So there you go. That's our devastating, diabolical Dr. Evil open to the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Is everybody still with me?
Yeah, boy, isn't that a great way to start off? But it's true. It's true. I mean, people need to talk about this stuff. They're, you know, it's not just girls. I mean, they're going after the boys. All the boys have to get it. And
they're carriers.
The news, we got Mike Douglas jumping up and down about cancer of the throat and all this stuff. It's just this huge push to try and inoculate everybody with this vaccine for a disease that, like you said, either the body's going to get rid of it on its own, or it's, you know, kids have to be sexually active to get it anyway. I mean, I don't remember anybody giving anybody, you know, a vaccine for, you know, herpes or a vaccine for, you know, I mean, it's
well,
just,
they try, you know, to get you on the chicken pox thing, and then they try to get you on the shingles thing, so they're throwing it out at you, but these things will clear. There are other issues there. By the way, if you're concerned, ladies, with human papillomavirus in the cervix, because that's where they say it grows and causes cancer, which is a lie, by the way, but let's just say for the argument's sake that you have an HPV virus kind of doing its thing down there, you can utilize bioactive silver hydrosol vaginally. I'm just saying it like it is, and it will neutralize the viral proteins. It will stop the virus from replicating. So if you think you need the additional assist, a lot of people don't necessarily need it, but if you do, if you're concerned, if there's evidence of genital warts, yes, silver neutralizes viruses and their ability to replicate, and there are certainly homeopathic medicines from King Bio that you can get as well. Now,
and
if you
take
have
care
a question
externally, but you can also do things internally
correct
at the same time in order
correct
to get rid of that. Yeah.
I won't be going into graphic detail, although I talk graphically about using coffee enemas. Ladies, you get
the... Oh, dang it. Why do you always have to find a way to put that into the show?
Well, yeah, but it should be put somewhere else, but that's beside the point. I'm not going there.
I was just about to take a drink of coffee, too. Dang it.
Yeah, of course. Now you're going to have to hold off on that. Now, we also have good news. By the way, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We have good news. Natural News has just awarded this first Natural American Heroes Award to Ron Finley, a guerrilla gardener. And I still I think we have time to play at least the first clip. Kyle, go ahead and run the first clip. You got to hear this guy. He's an amazing guy, guerrilla farming in Los Angeles. Hear his story. Ron Finley, go ahead and run that.
L.A. leads the United States in vacant lots that the city actually owns. They own 26 square miles of vacant lots. That's 20 Central Parks. That's enough space to plant 700 million, 725 million tomato plants. Why in the hell would they not okay this? Growing one plant will give you 1,000, 10,000 seeds. Okay. When $1 worth of green beans will give you like $75 worth of produce. It's my gospel. I'm telling people, grow your own food. Growing your own food is like printing your own money.
Printing your own money. Yeah, we've said that here. Growing your own food is like printing your own money, unlike Ben Bernanke and the Fed, which we'll get to. There's a big story on that as well today. But Ron Finley, congratulations. I'd love to interview you. And he's in South Central L.A., awarded Natural American Heroes Award from Natural News. Check out the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to naturalnews.com, which co-brands this show, the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with GCN. You talk about a guy that's doing some great work, and I've said this so many times. Go to the inner city of Detroit. Look at all the vacant lots. Start planting food. Plant the gardens, and now you will transform the neighborhood. You will transform the community. I mean, this is big time. Yeah.
And he did. Yeah, amazing story. If you haven't seen it, go watch the video. The guy's great to listen to.
Yeah, indeed. And now we're going to talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break. I've got a little bit more to say about this planting of food and how it transforms the culture, transforms the community, and takes what was a hostile, bullet-ridden area and brings the community together to do something, let's say, productive. Even reproductive, is speaking again of the HPV shot creating infertility. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Check it all out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL. The phone lines are open. We've tested them out. 866-939-2355. This is the place for health freedom and healing liberty. Please say thanks to our sponsors. They make this message possible. We'll be back with printing money in your garden and printing money at the Fed after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 242.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Legacy in South Central. I grew up there. I raised my sons there. And I refused to be a part of this manufactured reality that was manufactured for me by some other people, and I manufactured my own reality. See, I'm an artist. Gardening is my graffiti. I grow my art. Just like a graffiti artist, where they beautify walls, me, I beautify lawns, parkways. I use the garden, the soil, like it's a piece of cloth. And the plants and the trees, that's my embellishment for that cloth. You'd be surprised what the soil could do if you let it be your canvas. You just couldn't imagine how amazing a sunflower is and how it affects people. So what happened? I have witnessed my garden become a tool for the education, a tool for the transformation of my neighborhood. To change the community, you have to change the composition of the soil. We are the soil.
Change the composition of the soil. That's Ron Finley, wow. Guerrilla gardener of South Central LA.
Powerful stuff.
Natural
powerful
American
stuff.
Heroes Award from Natural News. Absolutely. Changing the soil. Haven't we talked about the law of the terrain for X number of years here? The law of the terrain plays itself out on every level in the spiritual worlds down to the physical. And you create a different terrain, you change what grows there. And that's what he did in South Central. We need more Ron Finleys out there. And I know there are. There's some in Chicago. There's some in Minnesota. They're everywhere. And the thing is, that's the ultimate state of at least contemporary civil disobedience. You don't ask for permission where none is required. You start growing food everywhere. And that will save so many lives in the coming, let's say, economic you-know-what storm that's happening. Ron Finley talked about printing money. Printing money through growing your own food. A dollar's worth of green bean give you 75 bucks in return. Where do you invest in that unless you're Bernie Madoff? You know, if Bernie Madoff was an organic farmer, he wouldn't do this well.
Nice.
No, that's impressive. So anyway, hats off to Ron Finley. Thank you to Mike Adams for setting that up. And the links are up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. By the way, if you want to tell folks to listen, they can go to Natural News Radio. There's a pop-out player, naturalnewsradio.com, or you can go straight to gcnlive.com. We've got links up at robertscottbell.com through the Talk Stream Live, which links you through the player there as well. A lot of options for you, plus archives available free for download after the fact, and I plug them into the show notes. So if you're interested in reading about what's in the show, you say, I'd like to listen, try to make it easy for you after the fact. HPV shots, give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, speaking of printing money, a big story here, $2 trillion, the Fed's ownership of the U.S. debt. It breaks $2 trillion for the first time ever. What does this mean? Because we've talked about, you know, debts going up to $16 trillion and beyond. But it turns out that the Fed's not holding all of the debt. China's holding a bunch. Other foreign countries are holding a bunch, too. But now that the Fed is holding $2 trillion, it basically, in other words, means that they're monetizing the debt. Now, I know some folks are going, what the hell is that? But again, this is where Ron Paul comes in. And he was so far ahead of his time in warning us about where this was going. And the push to you-know-what. So let's go ahead and hear from Ron Paul as what he was predicting there. Now we're up to $2 trillion of federal ownership of the debt. Here is Ron Paul.
The founders knew and understood something about inflation. The runaway inflation of the continental dollar was devastating to the economy. So they were explicit. They said no emitting of bills of credit, no printing money, no paper money, and that only gold and silver should be legal tender. There is no authority in the Constitution authorizing a central bank, which means there should be no Federal Reserve System.
You know, this is what we're talking about here. He was so far ahead of his time. He would have never predicted in his lifetime that he could have said something like that and had people cheering like they were cheering, you know, at a rock concert.
I miss Ron Paul.
I know. That part, it was so exciting. We got to create and generate our own excitement. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL. Give us a call. And, of course, we have got to talk about food additives. The Federal Reserve food additives, of course, is paper that they're sprinkling all over planet Earth, which means what? It means that your dollar, if you're holding Federal Reserve Note dollars, if you think you can save in Federal Reserve Notes, if you think you can get paid Social Security one day in Federal Reserve Notes and be able to buy a loaf of bread, you might be on FDA-approved medications. But there's other things that are dangerous from the FDA, including food additives. We're going to talk about that and a major league moment of dough related to what? Pregnancy. After the break, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're just talking on the break about food additives, and I kind of got confused about fuel additives. You know, trying to put fires out at home. Not literal fires, but you know when the kids come home from school and they start picking at each other, and it's like dad has to get in there and stop it before it becomes, you know, a major inferno. And then it reminds me of all the kids that are being fed rocket fuel in California. Not on purpose, but, you know, in the tap water, in the groundwater, the drinking water, the rocket fuel additive in there. So really big issues on the safety, particularly of kids, I should say, because, you know, what they consume is more significant than an adult in terms of their body weight. And there's a big article on naturalnews.com. You go there. Safety assessments on nearly all common food additives found to be manipulated by processed food industry, study says. This could almost be a moment of you know what. But this new research was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, again, JAMA Internal Medicine. JAMA's been doing a lot of interesting work now, revealing that cancer is not cancer, that oxidative stress is real. This is pretty amazing. But they have verified that the vast majority of the 10,000 or so chemical additives currently allowed in food are backed only by industry-funded studies and safety assessments. And then the U.S. FDA doesn't test them. They go, well, the industry said they're safe. That's okay. Of course, try to be a dietary supplement and say, we claim we're safe, and let the FDA see what they do there. They'll be all over you and say they'll ban
warning,
you.
Warning, yeah. Warning. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I've been at this for how many years now? A long time, talking about the danger of food additives. Pesticides as well, preservatives, fungicides, herbicides, you name it. But these additives, all kinds, neurotoxic, damaging the digestive system, wiping out the flora, the intestinal flora. And yet, the FDA turns a blind eye and says, well, the industry tested it. That's okay. Now, it works for big pharma. It works for big food, where they can just say, see, it's fine, like the GMO studies for 90 days or less, saying GMOs are safe. And then when an independent researcher starts looking at it and goes, this has been going on for 2 years, and they're seeing all kinds of strange tumor growth, reduced fertility again, speaking of the HPV shot, but this time related to GMOs. And now you got food additives. They're not even, these companies that make them, not even required to submit generally recognized as safe, GRAS requests, they call that, to the FDA.
Right.
They're supposed to prove it, and they don't have to. This is an insane world where the food can be poisoned, and the government looks the other way, those of you who are big government lovers on the left. And if you have a dietary supplement that can heal you, it will be banned before it hits the market. Because we can't allow any competition to the drug industry, which has bought pretty much the entire parcel of government and the regulatory agencies. Now, if you go into the vaccine issue again, we look at someone like Julie Gerberding, who was with the CDC for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, early 2000s. And then she left to accept a cushy position with Merck, the vaccine division, $5 billion a year division, after basically promoting more Merck shots than any other in history during her time at the CDC. And so there is this revolving door between industry and the regulators in government that's supposed to limit them, which they don't, because then they know if they don't, they're rewarded once they leave government and they get jobs that no one else could get. And it's the same thing with these additives. Now, these additives are very dangerous, albeit they're in small quantities, parts per million. But I'll say this again, that your life depends upon substances in your body operating at not only parts per million, but parts per billion, parts per 150 billion, maybe even parts per trillion. I don't know how far it goes. But yet, we're allowing parts per thousand and parts per million of substances that are synthetic, toxic, and foreign to any enzyme in the body to break down and transform to excrete. So we're robbing our children of their very lives, their very vitality, by exposing them to food that is processed in this way. And that doesn't even include the pesticide issue. We're just talking about common food additives that are not tested for safety. Yet they claim, well, supplements are not regulated. You hear this all the time. Not regulated. Well, where are all the people dropping dead from dietary supplements? And then someone would call me and say, hey, Robert, where are all the people dropping dead from food additives? And I would say, well, you're right. Unless you overdose, in a sense, take a food additive straight up with no parts per million context, you're not going to die tomorrow. What's going to happen is that you'll have neurological dysfunction, behavioral disorders, and cancer, ultimately, cancer, happening over the span of a generation. And then my loony leftist friends, and I'm sorry, you know, I am picking on the left here because they're the ones that worship modern medicine. And yes, some of the so-called right do too, but I am just, I would ask more of you, if you claim to be an intellectual giant, that you could see past this, to recognize the government is not your friend. They are not protecting the people. They are protecting the industry that they're feigning to regulate. And yet cancer is done, and then they say, well, it's genetic. It's all in your genes. There's nothing you can do about it. You were unlucky. Therefore, you need Obamacare, because it's not about cause and effect. It's about luck. You have nothing to do with your health. Nonsense. Now, this leads us to a study, another study here.
We love studies.
What's that?
I said we love studies, don't we?
We do love studies, don't we? Now, some of the studies we really praise, some of them we just scratch our head and going, who paid for that? You know, it shows things that are so obvious that it could only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. Oh, you know it's going to be good. What did they figure out? Junk food in pregnancy is linked to childhood mental disorders. Really?
Well, thank you.
Really? You know, women that eat junk food, we just assumed their kids were going to be healthy, well-behaved, fully functional. I mean, isn't that why, Super Don, they say you should take supplements like prenatals? Right? To shore up good things?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're supposed to do that. But, I mean, listen, these researchers from this university in Australia, alongside with researchers from Norway, so we had Australia and Norway, came to this mm-hmm. conclusion that mothers who eat junk food while pregnant are mm-hmm. more likely to have children with mental health problems.
Yeah. Moms that eat sweet drinks, refined cereals, refined salty foods. Again, we get to the additives. They all end up with kids with behavioral increased risk of behavioral problems such as aggression and tantrums. Remember we talked about aggression and soda?
That's right.
It's playing prenatally here. That's the point. This is generational. That's the point of the health that you have. You're now, by what you're doing, you're going to determine whether your kids are healthy if you haven't had them yet or whether they are not. That's why we've talked about the Brighton baby, if you remember that, right, with Dr. Roy Dittman. He's cool. We got to get him back on.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we also have another story about damage and danger of modern medicine and big pharma. This is horrible. A woman received a hate-filled letter asking her to move or euthanize her autistic child.
I couldn't believe this when I saw
this. This is stunning. This is now, it's one thing to bring a kid who's not well behaved into a restaurant, and you can go, all right, I got a complaint. You shouldn't bring a kid that can't sit down quietly in a restaurant. That's a public, but you're at home or you're on your property and you got a kid that is vaccine damaged by the state and the state sanctioned religion of modern medicine by vaccines. And then there's an anonymous hate filled letter telling them to move out of their neighborhood or euthanize, basically kill their autistic son. I talked about the Dr. Evil about the HPV shot. Listen to this. Canadian mother Carla Begley received a letter in a post demanding she take action over her loud and retarded son, end quotes, their son Max. The Ontario mother said she didn't know who would do it, and that the family's shocked and devastated. Who would do this to a child? Criticizing, how can you let your kid play outside? He makes dreadful noises. He scares the hell out of normal children. This is what's going to happen more and more, Superdon, because of the vaccine damaged generations that have increased since the expanded vaccine schedule of the early 1990s and the increased, neurological damage associated with all of these vaccines.
Right.
And so I don't think this is going to be the first and last one. Unfortunately, you're going to have a lot of people that don't, because in previous generations, there was occasionally a kid who was very ill and damaged in this way. They used to actually say retarded. But the reality is now we've got a whole series of generations that are mentally, I won't even say challenged, but really damaged by the heavy metals from the vaccines, the gut damage that it does, the destruction inside the intestines. And now we've got a whole slew of millions, perhaps, of children that are going to grow up, and this is what we're going to be dealing with.
This is, and obviously, the majority of people out there don't act this way. They don't have this type of attitude towards kids who have autism or have any type of mental disorders. But, I got to tell you, if there's anybody in this story here that's got a mental disorder, it's the person that wrote this letter.
Yeah.
That is just absolutely bizarre, talking about how the family should go live in a trailer in the woods or something with their wild animal kid. This is crazy stuff. And
yeah.
Shocking,
well, listen,
the
people, have short tempers now. Their problem is that they're probably also affected by the food additives in their own body as well as adults, even though they might not be as severely damaged as these children are. But if we look at where this is going, if you've never been, like I said, my first experience intensely with the vaccine-damaged kids, and I've had vaccine-damaged kids brought to me, but in mass, in large numbers, was when I went to Autism One a couple of years ago and again this year. And you see the brutality of the damage that it is, what these kids have been robbed of, and these parents, these families, because they trusted doctors, they trusted modern medicine, they trusted government, which is still lying about the safety of vaccines. And so here you have people now saying they should just eliminate. Again, eugenicists on the neighborhood level. What are we going to do here? Because there's not, I've said this, no matter what Bernanke does to print up more money, there's never going to be enough to correct the damage in these kids unless and until we embrace holistic medicine, detoxification. We talk about chelation therapy, homeopathy, all of these things that can restore integrity to the greatest degree possible in these children who have been definitely environmentally damaged. And the environment was brought about by the trust and faith in big pharma, big media, and big government. Not your friend, my friends. But I am. I think. Am I your friend? Give me a call. Let me know. I'm lonely here. It's only me and Superdot. 866-939-BELL. I think the phones are working.
Call
me. 866-939-BELL. We've got another drone story coming up, so stand by for that. Doc, everybody, Doc, drones are coming. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on the air. Say thanks to our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Scratchy.
The minute you start to mess around.
You know, back up there in the studio, I don't know how you deal with them up there, Kyle, because the mosquitoes are so big in Minnesota they can carry away small children. Danger, danger. Skeeters everywhere. We call them skeeters in the deep south. I don't know. In Australia, they call them mozzies.
Yeah.
And, you know, no, I have yet to meet the person that really loves mosquitoes. And I'm not one to question the creator. But every once in a while, you know, in the past, at certain nights when I had skeeters in the house, I'd go, God, really? Mosquitoes? Did you have to? But there's a place for them. But Florida, you know, doesn't like them. And they're planning to bring back the drones. Send in the drones! I wonder if they can get that one from the wedding we talked about yesterday. They want to use drones for mosquito control in Florida. And like you say, Florida's got nothing on Minnesota as far as mosquitoes in the summer, I think. But why do they need a drone to find out where mosquitoes are? Right? We don't know where the mosquitoes are. Dude, walk outside, open your screen door, hold your arm out. Yes, skeeters or no skeeters?
This drone thing is just getting more and more ridiculous. I don't understand it. You don't need, just because there's new technology, you don't have to. You know, Robert, I want to check and see whether I need to wipe some more because I can't see, and I was wondering if I could use a drone.
Did you say wipe some more?
I did.
I don't want to know unless it's your nose.
No. This would be a new Charmin commercial.
Okay. Drones for the bathroom to make sure you cleaned everything. Oh, my gosh. Now, they're saying that they need to figure this out because they just don't know where those still shallow pools of water are. In Florida, it's called the Everglades. You can't get rid of the mosquitoes. Don't drain the glades. But, of course, what they want to do is quickly treat those areas with larvicide. Again, it's always about killing. What is it with you and killing? Everything's killing. It's like the Pentagon runs our, you know, everything. Medicine, everything. Everything's a war. The war on mosquitoes. Now, I will tell you that I utilize the TKO, Orange TKO, the Dilimunine that I get from Bill Tufts at Orange TKO. We're going to see him at the American Naturopathic Medical Association show coming up in Las Vegas really soon, coming up the weekend after Labor Day. By the way, a shout out to all my friends in California who are going to the 41st Annual Cancer Control Society Convention. That's at the Sheraton Universal. That's Labor Day weekend. But I'm going to stay home and be with my family Labor Day weekend. That's the plan anyway. But nice. The following weekend, 6th, 7th, and 8th, Las Vegas, Nevada at the Riviera. We'll be there thanks to Sovereign Silver, thanks to One World Way, and thanks to King Bio. We got it going on in Las Vegas. Come on down and see me. It's open to the public. If you mention Robert Scott Bell, contact ANMA.org. They'll get you in for free. Shh, don't tell anybody. But I'm telling you, you'll get in if you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. As well as following on the Sunday afternoon, after I do my broadcast there, we've got a special event. Nick Brannigan is helping to host, and we'll talk about it next hour if you're in Las Vegas, where you can come down and see me. We'll talk GI protocols and recovery. In addition to that, the following weekend, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, go to healingstrong.com and you'll see the special cancer conference that I'll be speaking at with Ty Bollinger. We've got Dr. Nick Gonzalez's cohort. I mean, they work together. Linda Isaac, she's amazing. And Chris Wark, who we had on the program. We'll be talking cancer there. So we got a number of events coming up, and we'll keep you plugged in. Sign up for free email alerts at the show website at robertscottbell.com. And please tell your friends, because this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty like nowhere else. And by the way, if you do get a bug bite, a mosquito bite, Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, please. Can you do that? I know you can.
No calamine lotion?
No. Well, no, you don't need calamine lotion. I remember being covered in that stuff. It was like kaopectate or Pepto-Bismol on your skin.
That's right.
What the heck did you pour all over you? You know? No, we use the clear and simple Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. And, of course, there are the Louis Echo Blends is good, too, for preventing when you got to slather that stuff on instead of DEET for mosquitoes. There are safe ways to go. I use for my kids. And you can do them, too. So what else we got to do, Superdome? We got Liam Sheff coming up next hour.
We do.
We're going conversational.
We're talking about energy, I guess,
right? The end of cheap energy. What does it mean? And how soon will it come? We're going to answer some of those questions, or at least the ones we're allowed to on the air before they take us off the air for doing what we do. Because we don't ask permission where none is required. Nope, the show is not FDA approved. Sorry, if you want that, go listen to the evening news or somebody else's show. Anyway, we're glad to be here on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Check it out online, robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL. Call me right now. Why? Because I want to talk to you. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.